Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Step back, takes a three under. Durant, it's good! It's good! Curry nails it! And it's 91-74. The Warriors have their largest lead of the game right now.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty, Tim Roy on the call, 95-7 the game. And we got at least another 10 days, 2 weeks of basketball, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Warriors 103, Rockets 89.
Woo!
And you can hear every game right here on 95-7 the game. And it starts tomorrow, right off the bat. One day off, and they got to get to round two, and Minnesota closed their series out on Wednesday, so they'll have about 5 or 6 days off, so the Warriors are going to have to do, you know what, they're going to have to do something that some people think they're really going to have trouble doing, and that is winning a game on one day's rest when a younger team has been sitting for 4 or 5 days.
No, those are facts, but I'll tell you what, because you've asked the people and threw it out to them, just, you know, walk us through the mental roller coaster that was Friday up until tip yesterday. And Steiny, I was dog cussing everything, second guessing everything. But to that point, they showed us yesterday they could do it because that was night and day. And I brought this up to you late last week, but we got somebody on the chat that asked you, Steiny, do you think, both of us, do you think the Warriors have faced their toughest defensive opponent in the playoffs? And I just think there's something to that. I know Minnesota's a bear, but this experience and maybe playing another team that doesn't get after it man for man like the Rockets, I wonder if that bodes well for the Warriors, knowing that, you know, you've seen something that was rough and rugged and took you seven.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Timberwolves are as good defensively as the Rockets, but they in stretches, I think they can be really good defensively.
And they possess other problems named Ant-Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, and
a closer.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens in that series. But, you know, the Warriors played a real, real good game seven yesterday. And the Rockets were not very good, but I really do think the Warriors,
that's something to do with it.
Even if the Rockets play a little bit better, I think the Warriors were in control of that game all day. I think they knew what they had to do. I think they had an idea that that zone was going to give the Rockets some problems. And the one thing that game was yesterday, that was completely played at a Warriors pace. Thanks. And they just would not let Houston play fast for more than two possessions at a time. And when you do that, I think you have an advantage against Houston if you're setting up your half-court defense against their half-court offense.
I love that, Stoney, and they took care of the ball on top of that, too, but with just seven turnovers. But I do want to say this. When it was all said and done and the dust settled, do you think experience came into play yesterday deciding this series? Because we thought that the Warriors, and we knew, had the most experience coming in, but when it was all said and done, and I know the Rockets got it to win within three, that Smith Jr. three-pointer, and then Butler comes down and hits a big three. I just thought, all in all, Kerr relied on the top dogs, big minutes, and experience took over.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can prove that it wasn't experience that led the Warriors to the Game 7 victory. I think, did their experience pay off? Did their experience work for them? Yeah, I think so. And you know what? It's going to work for them next series too. Even if they don't win, they have experience and they're going to use it and it's going to help them. But will it help them as much as, let's say, the Rockets' athleticism and youth? And, you know, there were times in that series where I felt like age/experience helped the Warriors. And there were times in that series when I thought age/experience didn't work for the Warriors. Yeah, there were times when they looked a little bit tired and the Rockets were taking advantage of them. But in Game 7, they got them into a half-court situation, and they put a lot of pressure on the Rockets to score on that against that zone, and they never got comfortable against that zone, the Rockets.
And those are facts, and the Warriors move on. I can't wait, man.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. What a beautiful day, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, that game last night, I'm going to tell you, we won it because of defense. If we can keep these guys under 100 points, we can beat anybody. Okay? Now, let's talk about Jimmy Buckets. And now we got he's an incredible player. We got Buddy Buckets and Jimmy Buckets, the Bucket Bros. And now we got this Steph Curry, Splash Brother. We're going to kick some butt, man. The only thing now I want to say, I've already moved on to Minnesota, and they scare me. We played them four games early in the season. We have not played them since they've really played a lot better.
Right.
They are very tall, very athletic. They're young. Their guards 6'7" and bigger. My feeling on this game, if we don't play two big guys at a time, we are going to have troubles. We can't play this small ball lineup against these guys. And we got to move and we got to play tight defensive rotations, man. These guys are athletic, and, man, they've been playing lights out the last couple of months. I picked them and the Clippers as my two dark horses, you know, in playoffs.
Well, you're one for
and the
two.
The Clippers got kicked. Yep. So, hey, this game is going to be exciting, but we got to play good defense. But we got, and we have to play our bigs more, or we're going to be in trouble with this team.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I got some length.
What was I going to say? Oh, yes. Just to reiterate, and I do want to go back to the Rockets. But that is one of the interesting things about the next matchup is the Warriors did win three out of four of those games. They all happened within a five-week period. They played four times against the Timberwolves in a five-week period January to February.
Not once with Jimmy.
Not one time with Butler, which I don't know. I mean,
I'm with you.
You know, on the one hand, it's like, wow, we're 3-1, and we don't have Butler, so now we have Butler. We should be even more better than him, if you will. But as Steve Kerr once said, that's not the way basketball works. And the Timberwolves, look, both these teams, the Warriors at one point this season were 25-26. And the Wolves were 22-21.
Yikes.
So over the last whatever games, the Warriors, playoffs included, are 27-11. And over the last 44 games, the Timberwolves are 31-13. So these are two teams that are playing great ball, not only right now, but the second half of the season. But let's get back to Houston, ladies and gentlemen.
And speaking of, I want to give you this nugget and tell me how you process it before we get to the calls. Steph Curry's got every damn accolade you can ask for, right, Steiny? But yesterday he became the oldest player in NBA history to lead a team in a playoff series in points, rebound, and assist. Just think about this last series. He led the team in points, rebounds, and assists.
Oh, for the whole series.
Yeah, the whole series. Like, that's a whole lot for a 37-year-old. And you win seven. But I guess not if I drew it up on the chalkboard, I wouldn't want that to be dependent on him to get the boards. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's just a hell of a, I was like, man, you got to be kidding me.
What do you mean?
Just, that's heavy. He did it all.
Well, I mean, against a team like the Rockets, the guards have to rebound. And Curry's always been a pretty good rebounder out of the guard position. And it's,
I guess, just doing that at his age, Donnie, 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's
triple crown.
He's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. All aspects. I really liked Curry's game last night. Mm-hmm. I thought he was under control. Did he turn the ball over?
Yeah, two.
That's it? Just two in 40-plus minutes?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes. Oh, you'll take that any day of the week. Let's go to Patrick in South City. Hey, Patrick, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
So, Steiny, listen, I'm watching the game Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, everything that Steiny said at the beginning of the season about the age of this team is happening now, and it's happening at the worst time possible, right? So I'm thinking to myself, this team is just out of gas. It's just, you know, I'm not going to be mad if they lose, because the truth is this team, Houston, is much younger. They're much more athletic, and we gave it everything we had. God bless them. And, I really didn't think they were going to pull off game seven. But somehow, some way, you know, like the analysts were saying on TV last night, great players, Hall of Fame players, somehow, some way, find a way to overcome obstacles. And I think that's exactly what happened yesterday. They just stepped it up. But I think your original theory, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, Steiny's right. This team, you know, they're just tired.
Well, and
I agree with you.
I think they were Friday.
Man.
Thanks, Patrick. But they summoned whatever they needed to summon yesterday, and they won a ball game.
A big ball game.
You know, there have been a lot of series in the playoffs where you might not know the toll that this series takes on the Warriors until the end of the next series. I'm saying that having watched the Warriors a couple years ago against Sacramento go to seven games, and it felt like against the Lakers, they just didn't have the oomph to get by the Lakers that year. And maybe Jimmy Butler changes that dynamic this year as they head into the second round. But, they're going to, I mean, they still got to win three rounds if people want them to, you know, obviously win a title. And that's still a long way down the road.
Yeah. And this is the first time I told you, Steiny, in the Steve Kerr era, I told you and Evan in the green room that they're not favored in the series. Minnesota's favored. So just think about that. Under Steve Kerr, this is the first time in the offs that they have not been favored.
They weren't favored against the Lakers?
No.
I mean, they were favored against the Lakers.
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah. That game, first game one was played in Golden State. Jordan Poole missed that shot. So think about that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Frank in San Jose. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing awesome this morning. You know, listening to you guys after a big win like that, it's like listening to smooth jazz. It's like the dulcet sounds of Steiny and Guru after a big win, baby. But check this out. A couple of weeks ago, before the season kicked off, I said this series, this last one with Houston, reminded me of the early Warriors, this early iteration of the Warriors, or generation of the Warriors, when they were playing San Antonio against, you know, Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and Tim, you know, they had Kawhi, but also, you know, Tim Duncan, that older team that was savvy and had all the experience against this young, athletic, up-and-coming team. But I said, Houston's not quite ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they pushed us, just like we pushed San Antonio. Well, they weren't quite ready. And you know, this game, like, I was like every Warriors fan. I was despondent after Friday night's game because it was such a bad loss.
Man,
but Steve Kerr made a good call to pull those players. But I had said, and I stuck by it, Houston wasn't going to beat the Warriors three times in a row. Once we got up 3-1, that series was a wrap. They scared me. I'm not going to lie. They scared me a little bit. But I felt good about it because I didn't think they were going to get three in a row. But then the other thing I want to say is, like, I get the feeling we're going to go into Minnesota on game one and just going to get dog walked. It's a scheduled loss after we put that effort in, and we shouldn't get despondent after that. If that happens, I mean, listen, if we don't lose that game, that's great. But I would rather us get blown out and rest the starters than have a close loss where you put a lot of minutes in for the starters, right? And set them up for a bad series. Right?
Right.
We don't want these guys to be playing 40 minutes and still lose, right? Just get the loss. If we're not there, get the loss out of the way, let the bench get some run and come back to, we just got to win one on the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And what if it's tomorrow, though, Steiny? I get that conviction of wisdom.
Tomorrow?
They win because nobody's kind of expecting them to win. I think it's 5.5 right now, Minnesota's favored, but I get it. It's basketball and all that, the schedule loss, but could you imagine just the seismic shift, if you want to call it that, I will, is somehow they could pull off game one. You know what I mean? But you got to go earn it. But damn.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how Steve Kerr plays tomorrow. I do think, I mean, this is the exact same situation after they beat Memphis. And he said jokingly, I was thinking of resting everybody if we would have had a, you know, if we would have lost and had to play Oklahoma City on 2 days rest. Well, they just knocked off the Rockets and they're playing the Timberwolves on 1 day's rest. So
this whole week,
this is one of those weeks where,
man,
you know, this isn't made up stuff. It's stuff that Steve Kerr talks about a lot and has talked about it even more with the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, how long do you go with the big boys? Yeah. When, if ever, do you wave the white flag? When do you start looking ahead to the next game if you don't think you have it in a particular game? That's all the kind of stuff Kerr's got to figure out in the next series.
Yeah. Austin in San Jose is saying, and the caller alluded to it, Steiny, you didn't say it, no such thing as scheduled losses, no excuses. And the Warriors aren't saying that, Austin, but I get it. I expect the Warriors to come out, especially off the euphoria of that win, and until I see it, Steiny, I'm not going to believe it. They're going to go out. And that's why yesterday when you texted me before the game, I'm like, is Steph and the gang going to really lose three in a row? They didn't. But when Charles Barkley, I don't know if you got the pregame, guaranteed the Rockets would win, I was like, oh, boy. because that's Mr. Mush. He'll mush your bet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing is, you know, you're getting to a period where, you know, you can't just concede a game just because you're tired.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you concede a game in the playoffs, and, I mean, your job just got so much harder.
Yeah.
So.
And when you come back here for Saturday, Steiny, you got one Monday, you know, and you got that pressure of being down. Hopefully we're not. But I do got a footnote for you. My stats people got back to me. They gave me that nugget. It's the first time they've been underdog since 2014 against the Clippers.
And they lost that series in the first round, I believe.
Well, that was Mark Jackson, huh?
I think so, yeah. Remember the photo of Myers and Lacob in the front row looking at Mark Jackson?
Yeah, that wasn't
Curry. Let's go to Junior in Pacifica. Hey, Junior, how you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great, thank you. You asked a really good question. How were we, you know, fans going into Game 7? Yes, and I was absolutely undecided and worried and excited at the same time about what was going to happen. And, like, I think we are physically overmatched against most of the good teams that we play. It's like playing the Monstars, you know? They're great players and everything. It's just they're so damn big compared to us.
Right.
And so the thing that worried me was I saw some commentary that the Rockets had implemented a new defensive scheme that was messing with our heads and working. And that was what helped them win those two games in a row. But I know that we have smart coaches and players who can implement, you know, intellectual work into on-court play. So I was hopeful that we would crack it. And it looks like we did. I think Steph load managed himself a bit, taking it easy early in the game, scoping things out, Draymond playing like in a good way, like a madman on defense and keeping things under control. And I think Steph was eyeing things, and look at him just change up his game to the situation, making assist to Buddy flipping healed. No. I never believed that man would score more than 30 points in a game 7. Well. You could have gotten a big bet out of me. That wasn't going to happen. So that was me going into that. And I'm really excited, too, because we got Jimmy Butler late. We haven't had a chance to build around him. He hasn't even fully bedded in with the dang team yet. So off-season, work together, make a couple trades, get a couple people on, you know, vet minimum or whatever, and the right people to go with this new look, Warriors. And I'm excited for these playoffs. I'm not sure how far we'll go. I'm excited, though, for this playoffs and next year, too.
Appreciate the call, Junior. Thank you so much.
Junior.
By the way, this always makes me laugh.
Okay.
Nah, smile. And I must have heard this, I would say 48 times over the weekend after they lost Friday. And I heard it on the pregame shows and in the radio, everything about Sunday's game. Oh, Butler and Curry, they got to be aggressive right off the bat. They got to be aggressive. They got to be aggressive right off the bat. They got to come out and be aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. And were they? Not really.
Curry took some shots. He missed them. No. But I hear you.
They weren't.
Yeah.
He came out and he assessed the game like he always does.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's good when one player comes out and gets 20 in the first quarter. I really don't.
You're going Donovan Mitchell on me. I mean, he had 30 shots yesterday.
Luka Doncic, too. Right. Luka Doncic, too.
Yeah, he gets the award. I get it, Stein. I mean, he was spread around.
As great as it would be to see Steph put together a monster first quarter, you know, you gotta put it together then. After that, the Warriors, you know, Buddy Hield made shots late because he made shots early.
And I like that. But I got to say this. Again, here I go, preacher Daryl. I mean, you never know what tomorrow brings or the next at-bat, Risotto, or the next game or the next pass. But for Buddy Hield in a losing game, Friday night at home, a closeout game, an opportunity, the team, he had not one single point. And then in the biggest game of the series, Donnie, out of nowhere, there's not one human walking this earth that thought Buddy Hield would have 33 in a closeout game. Well, you just got to stay ready, and it's why we watch every day, and we think we know, but we really don't. And that's why I've been here for it.
There's one guy who knew Buddy Hield was capable of this, and that's Steve Kerr.
Mm.
And all year long, he stuck with Buddy Hield and gave him a crack at every game. Every single game. And you know what? Buddy Hield was as big a reason as any player on the Warriors that they won that first round series. Wow. To me, he was absolutely, look, you expect stuff out of Curry, out of Draymond, out of Butler.
Right.
But the Buddy Hield of those guys was a guy who brought it home. He helped win them three games in that series. And I really, if you look at the box scores in each of those three games and kind of remember how it went, I don't know they win that series without Buddy Hield.
Yeah, and it's still hard to believe, Steiny.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him, man. Bop, bop, bop.
Let's go to Suzette in Oakland.
Hey.
What's up, Suzette?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm to Minnesota.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here with my husband. He's off today and he's listening.
Hey.
He's a Bishop O'Dell alumni. So, you know, go Dragons there. I'm calling because I got a new nickname for Buddy.
Uh-oh. Give it to us.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Buddy Blindside, because everybody got blindsided. We didn't know that he was going to go for 33 yesterday. But I was really excited for the Warriors because they only had 7 turnovers. They played smarter, not harder. They didn't get bullied. I lost my train of thought. Sorry. In regards to the turnovers, I was happy they didn't have them. And what really made me excited was Steve Kerr made some timely timeouts, finally. And I'm so glad I don't have to look at Houston anymore. You know, they did bully us a lot, but we survived it. And I look forward to the new series with the Timberwolves. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here today, because Minnesota's going to play a lot of zone, I'm just really excited that we're moving forward.
Thanks, there you go, Suzette. Appreciate the call,
Buddy Blindside, Steiny.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is a fair text from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line from the 415. If Curry and Butler go all out at the beginning of a game, they might not have enough in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
It's not a bad thought. And they got another series, and it starts tomorrow,
man.
And this thing's going to be, this series is going to move quick.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no doubt about it, but.